think of Bonnie Blue?
What do I think of Bonnie Blue? Have I had a stroke? I can't smell toast. I've no idea what... What, sorry?
The young girl who's just slept with 1,000 men.
The young girl that's just slept with 1,000 men? What, in how many hours?
12 hours.
Oh, as if I was going to go, what, the full 24 hours? I'm not that impressed. Oh, 12 hours. Interesting. Well, I don't know, we're very judgy about such things. But we've all seen hot dog eating contests. It's no different. Fucking hell. All right, mate, your mum's been in the news. The show started. I'm pretty sex positive. I wouldn't judge her for that. I think it's like, I don't know, I presume she made a ton of money doing it, right? Yeah. It's a weird thing as well. I think there's an odd thing where we slut shame because of numbers. Like, okay, so imagine someone goes on honeymoon and they get fucked for 12 hours straight by their fiance, or by their husband, right, on the honeymoon. We're not judging that, right? So, tremendous. You had a lot of sex over that weekend. Well done. But if you have 12 hours of sex with 1,000 random guys, her cunt must be ruined. It's the fucking same. I think you should do it. You'll think about it. Do you mind me asking, madam, and I know this is a personal question, have you got kids?
Yes.
How many you got?
Two.
Oh, come on, it's a skydiver's mouth. Most of the fellas won't touch the sides. You had cesareans. Whore. Sorry, you didn't see that. That's so good. Her other half just went. That's... Oh. That's a bit of true love right there. Was she trying to break a record?
Yes.
She got the world record. What for? Most disappointed dad. You got the most...
12 hours.
The most men in 12 hours. Okay. Well, sorry. She broke the world record for most men in 12 hours with 1,000 men. Okay. 1,057. Okay. In second place, two. She really fucking overcorrected there, didn't she? You want one? No, I can't be photographed with. It's because. No, it's because of a thing with the. You know, Viz magazine. Viz magazine own the fat slags. I'm not allowed to be. I'm not allowed to be. It's a copyright infringement. I can get a photo with a fat slag. Come on. Jump in, I'll take it. Hasn't even stopped her. Go on, is it on selfie? There you go. Yoink. You cheeky twat. Turn around. Hey. What's the difference between a joke and three cocks? She can't take a joke. Ah, you're fucking adorable. Come on, stop it.
Who do I talk to about a refund?
Who do you talk to about a refund? You could talk to me about a refund. And I'll give you the answer. No fucking refunds. I view myself very much like Evel Knievel. Remember Evel Knievel from the 70s? Of course you do. You're old. I'm paid for the attempt, not for the jump. Fuck it. What, sorry?
Quite original.
Quite original? What, asking for a refund?
No fucker else did.
Well, not this evening, but...
I've been asked for refunds. What's your name?
Sarah.
What do you do, Sarah? This will not affect your benefits. I think we could all tell there from the slightly raspy 40 Rothmans a day. What do I do? Sorry, who's asking?
I was my husband's carer for 20 years.
You were your husband's carer for 20 years, and presumably he ended it all. You haven't fucking seen her, so don't start that with me. You were your husband's carer, so what did your husband have?
Cancer.
Yeah.
He had cancer for 20 years.
He wasn't very well.
He was in bed for most of it. Okay. Who's this then?
My brother.
That's your brother. Hey man, how are you? And where's your husband now? Has he passed or?
He's living in bed.
He's sleeping in a car in my car park.
He's sleeping in a car in your car park. When you say you're a carer, it's more of a couldn't give a fucker, isn't it? It's like, he's asleep in the car. Let's nip into the show. Fuck him. You had a go at him for using the wrong towel, so you just left him in the fucking car.
He's right?
Yeah. Now who's on my side? I fucking called him. I called her a hatchet-faced witch before anyone was on my side. Now it transpires she's Britain's worst carer. This feels like a Daily Mail article waiting to fucking happen. I'm actually my husband's carer. Oh, and where's your husband? He's in the car. We've locked him in. Fuck him. That was his ticket. But he used the wrong towel.
Funny, Felix. She thinks she's funny.
She thinks she's funny? Well, she is pretty funny.
Not the ha-ha funny, laughing at you funny.
Who's your fucking carer? Who's... Who's looking after this fucking specimen? It sounds bad, doesn't it? It sounds bad when you say, yeah, we should... If I say to you in the street, if I come up and go, I think some people need to be sterilised, it sounds bad. And then you meet them, and you think, hey, he makes a case. You had to have taken out? Yeah, I'm not fucking surprised. I also think you should not be on a date with your brother. So, there, I fucking said it. It's not inbreeding if you wear a condom, I was just fucking her. Your disabled sister couldn't come. Well, maybe you should work on your technique. I feel like Jeremy Kyle talking to these fuckers. What's your name?
My name's Karina.
Karina. And what do you do, Karina?
I'm a head teacher.
A head teacher? Like, oral, don't neglect the balls. That kind of thing? She got a very loving tap on the back of the head there from the other half. Well, she's not fucking bad at that either. What, sorry?
Can you sign my bionic arm?
Can I say it? Sign your what?
Bionic arm.
Your bionic arm? I'll have a fucking look at it. Yeah, that's it. I'll have a look at it. What have you... You've got a bionic arm. Fuck it, ladies and gentlemen, the real Wallace and Gromit are in. Oh, a major bionic arm, love. Oh, yes. You can wank me off in me right trousers. What does the said bionic arm do?
Anything.
Anything? Shh. Let's talk to... What's your name?
Victoria.
Now, I notice I've got a keen eye for these things. I've only got one hand. The other one's fucked off. So what happened to that one? It just didn't happen.
Yeah.
So you were born without a hand. Well, that's fucking God's will, love. That fake hand is fucking satanic. She can't even control it. Look at her. It's coming for you. It's joking me, but I like it. And did you ask when they fitted it? Did you get to pick the features? Do you go, would you mind putting a vibrate feature on it? It's not, so go on, so what, and can you move the fingers independently? Do you just, wowzers, that's fucking, huh?
Shake a hand.
Shake a hand, have you not seen Terminator, you fucking idiot?
I was really nice to you when you were at school. I don't know why that's getting an R. That could... If this was a movie, the next scene would be a police officer carrying a computer out of my house in a see-through bag. You were really nice to me when I was at school. Okay. Were we at school together?
We were.
We were. What school were you at?
I was at Burnham Grammar.
You were at Burnham Grammar. What's your name?
Corin.
You were
all, like, gothic and, like...
I won't remember you. Of course, everyone remembers the first girl they fingered.
Corin's here!
You're the reason I had to have my shoulder rebuilt. Absolute legend. Were we in the same year, Corin?
You're a little bit older.
I'm a little bit older? Not all of me. Bits of this are brand new.
She's had enough. You did. You off?
I am. Goodbye.
Bye.
Seems like a very...
You all right? Did you not enjoy the show? Or you?
No, I didn't, actually.
You didn't like it?
No.
Oh, well. We're having a great... I'm thanks for taking a chance on it. I appreciate you buying a ticket and coming and giving it a go. Can you have your money back? Oh, no.
Do not give her a fucking money back. 100% don't give her a fucking money back. No, I'm paid for the attempt, not the jump. I'm like fucking Evel Knievel. I know she left on her own. Was she on her own? Was she on her own?
There's three.
Yeah. And where are the other two?
No way.
Are they gone?
Yeah.
Are they all right?
No.
Not for them?
Not for them.
What were they offended by?
You.
Me. A dozy fucking cunts. Watch a clip online before you buy a ticket. You hatchet-faced bitch. Fucking hell, we've not got to the offensive stuff yet. Sam's not been offended, although in fairness, you've not understood a lot of things, have you? Big shout out to my wife, Leanne, a year in remission after a brain tumour, just wondering what you think is an acceptable time frame before I can get away with saying, I'm going to fuck your brains out. Firstly, where's Leanne? Hi. Give Leanne a big fucking round of applause. Wonderful. Yeah, like a brain tumour, like, was it cancerous, was it?
Yeah.
It was.
And are you got the all clear?
Huh? It's glorious. Glorious.
And how long have you been with him?
Too long.
Go on. What, how long have you been with him?
13 years.
13 years? You should get your fucking head examined, love. Just to be sure. Oh, brain tumour. You need that like a fucking hole in the head. Thinking about it, yeah, they probably. Well, that's what. So, all right. So, and all fine now? And the hair grown back and stuff? Has the hair all grown back or everywhere? What? I like a clean work surface. I like to. Leanne, everyone, thanks for coming out. Thanks for sharing that. Lovely, yeah. She's got this. 1,200 people in, there's going to be someone else that's going through something. There's another side to it. Yeah, sometimes it wins, sometimes we fucking win. Marvellous. Does anyone here work in the emergency services? Any first responders?
Yes.
Oh, a few? Go on, what do you do? You're a what? What was it?
Oh, I help victims of crime.
You help victims of crime, and you think you're a first responder? This is like a dinner lady thinking she's a chef. What the fuck are you talking about? What are you, the fucking 15th emergency service? You fucking nip round for a cup of tea and some biscuits 4 days later. The fuck are you talking about? You'll be the victim of a crime if you don't fucking wind your neck in. I don't know. So what, you help, how soon do you see them after the crime's happened?
We speak, the next day.
You speak the next day. You just like a fucking gossip. Oh, go on, what happens? I'm listening.
What's your favourite sexual position?
Well, it's a great question. It depends who I'm having sex with. With you, it would be reverse cowgirl because... I wouldn't be able to maintain an erection and see your face. No, I'm not. I'm not being a dick. I'm just saying you're what dimmer switches were invented for. Because she's ugly. What's your fucking problem? How dare you? I'm thrilled to be involved, frankly. I don't really... Whatever. What's your favourite? What do you like? Oh! How very rude! How dare you ask such an impertinent question? Now, tell me, do you like a finger up your bum? What? You fucking started it. Go on, has it been a while? What, sorry? It's been what?
He said, I can't remember, it's been a while.
Yeah. Is anyone visually impaired? Hey, Jimmy. I've left my fiance in A&E tonight to come watch you. Well worth it. Who's got a fiance in A&E?
Yeah.
What? What happened, my friend?
Kidney infection.
A kidney infection? Are you taking the piss? Not that funny, but bloody quick. And what, is she all right now?
I think so.
I feel like we should give her a call, shouldn't we? Should we give her a call? Have you got your phone?
Yeah,
bring it down, I'll say hello to her.
might as well. She's poor thing. She's in A&E. Was she going to come to the gig?
No.
She wasn't. Well, that changes this conversation. What's she called?
Julianne.
Julianne, all right. I'll say hello.
What's your name? Declan.
Oh, hello, Julie. Oh, hi, Julie. It's Jimmy Carr calling. It's about your kidney infection. I'm here with your boyfriend, and we've had a chat, and we think it's probably because you're not taking a piss after he fucks you. So it's actually quite important to kind of flush out your system. So don't be a lazy cow, yeah? Okay, good luck. Okay. What? She had cystitis, she didn't get a treat, that's what's going to fucking happen. What are you going to do?
What factory do you work in? Go on, what do you do?
NHS.
You're NHS? Well, lovely. Doctor? Surgeon, maybe? Nurse? What, sorry?
Therapist.
You're a therapist? Therapist. Is it a speech therapist? How do you get into speech therapy? I think that's a fucking great idea, isn't it? If you had an NHS speech therapist and you went, hello, I'm not saying thank you for getting an appointment, but very nice to see you. And the kid with the stutter goes, do you know what? I'll be all right. It's good. It's a good idea.
There's a rare phenomenon, you probably heard of it, where people fall in love with their captors. It's called a happy marriage. Happy marriage, it just doesn't sound right, does it? It's like fair trade cocaine or ethically sourced child pornography. Plus size model, it just doesn't sound right. Plus size model, it's not a model, that's an exhibit. Is anyone here married who's married? Yeah. You're weird. It's a weird thing to do to get married. Think about it. It's an agreement, a marriage. It's an agreement with another person where you're both hoping, in the end, you die. A successful marriage ends when someone dies. And if you can make it look like an accident, so much the better. Alison Thompson, bright orange jumper, seat H16, 47th birthday. She loves it rough and ready. Where's Alison? Where are you, Alison? I'm sure lots of people have been up there, yeah. And what do you do, Alison?
I work in a carpet.
You work in a carpet? You fucking Ali Baba and the 40 V's. You work in a carpet what? In a what, sorry? In a carpet shop. I work in a carpet shop. Excellent. And do you like it rough, Alison? It says you like it. What, sorry? I think we'd take that as a yes. Will you be careful about the carpet burns? What was that, Nana? What? Well, come on, I didn't get the reference. I look like what?
Robert Jenrick's love child.
Robert Jenrick's love child. Great reference. What? Right, that tosser. Okay. Okay. A bit of good news. It sounds like we've got a time machine working, and
There's a lady here from the early 70s. With a... She's using her phone voice. What's your name, madam?
Heather.
Heather. And what do you do, Heather?
I'm a veterinary nurse.
You're a what, sorry?
Veterinary nurse.
A veterinary nurse?
Yes.
Probably the worst job in the world. No, because when you look at like why people get into a job, right? I got into comedy because I like having a laugh. Great, that works. You get into being a veterinary nurse because you love animals, right?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll go toe-to-toe with you, Heather. Toe-to-toe, how many cats have you killed this week? I'm on none. I've killed zero cats. Nil cats. I haven't killed any of them at all. You? I bet it's more than fucking none, isn't it? And also, the terrible thing about being a vet is it's not like being a nurse with humans. No one in a hospital goes, oh, little Timmy's ill. It's quite an expensive operation, is it? How much? Yeah, my cat had to have an operation, and the vet told me it was going to be £4,000, like 5,000 euros. So, okay, sorry, there's a long-winded way of saying I haven't got a cat. What's your name, my lesbian friend? What, sorry?
Maddie.
Oh. We're all thinking it. What do you do, Maddie? What do you do for a living?
I work at
Met. Oh. Okay. Meh. Is that still a thing? Great. And who are you here with, Maddie? Who's your partner?
That's my mum.
Well, I don't approve, but I admire honesty, Maddie. Do you mind asking, are you single, Maddie?
No.
You're not, you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
And are you a gold star lesbian?
Yeah.
It's my favorite, it's very much the top of the food chain, the gold star. Could they know what they're about? You're all familiar with the term, right?
No.
Oh, okay, a gold star lesbian is a girl that, how can I put this politely, Maddie, is a girl that's never had a vitamin D injection. Whereas you get other girls that are try before you're bi, bi now, gay later. They give the D a go, but it's not for them. I don't like it, it's pointy and it spat at me. But out of interest, Maddie, what would it take to get you on solids? Go on, what?
You saw her last time.
I saw her last time.
So she wants to speak to you.
Is it? Do just take antibiotics. That'll clear up on its own. Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm. What's your name?
Lucy.
And have we met before?
Yeah, you called me disabled.
Mentally or physically? What? I mean, it's a weird career that I've got where I go, yeah, that sounds like me. Sounds like a thing that could have happened.
Yeah, I'm not with her.
What do you do?
Unemployed, I think they call it.
And she's unemployed. Okay. But was she reaching for another answer there? Go on.
What was you going to say?
No, I was actually
going to
say nothing.
Yeah, I'm okay.
How is this... How have I ended up on Mum's Net? What, how... Oh, God, I was going to say nothing. If you're interested, South London, this is why you can't have nice things. No, sorry, what's your name?
Courtney.
Courtney?
Yeah.
All right, Courtney. Where are you from, Courtney?
From Australia.
From Australia?
Yeah.
Australia? Yeah, it starts with a fucking S. And where are you from, sir?
I'm from Wexford.
You're from Wexford? You're not meant to fucking bring them home. So, I've got to explain to this fucker what a holiday romance is. You just... Oh, say bye-bye at the airport. You can't bring her back to Wexford. She'll see Wexford. Whereabouts in Australia are you from?
Brisbane, the Gold Coast, the Sunshine State, and now you're here in the sunny south. I can't imagine the fucking disappointment. Have you been to Australia? You all been?
Yeah.
It's fucking magnificent. It's such a great place. I would recommend, if you're ever going to go there, it's expensive and it's a long way, go in January. Because what's it like here in January? Cold, wet, windy and shit. Right? And in fucking August, for that matter. In Australia, though, in January, every day's a MILF. 44 and fucking hot.
Hello, I'm Jimmy Carr, and I'm announcing a new tour. It's called Jimmy Carr Laughs Funny, because, you know, I do. I go to jimmycarr.com for dates and tickets, and then, you know, I guess, buy a ticket and come and see the tour. I laugh funny, so can you. Come and see me.